Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The left fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Krahosky. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Gray. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ted Gray. And now, play ball. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon strikes out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan bunts towards first. Krahosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hegan for the out. Chapman moves to third. Kennedy moves to second. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. House juggles the ball. That's an error on House. Chapman scores. Kennedy moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Avila reaches second base with a double. Kennedy scores. Feller moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Fred Hutchinson now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a line drive into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops it up and throws to first, with Hutchinson covering, for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field. Mullen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mullen. Kennedy moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-0 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lapon takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kell moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. Kell scores. Mullen moves to third. It's 5-3, Indians. Steve Gromek now pitching. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone misplays the ball. That's an error on Boone. Mullen scores. Wirtz moves to third. It's 5-4, Indians. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wirtz scores. Evers moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Indians, 5, Tigers, 5. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Avila strikes out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Boone is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-1 in the game. House hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Grimek covering, for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops it up and throws to first, with Hutchinson covering, for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-2 in the game. Easter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Kell moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kell moves to third. Mullen moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Evers is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. he's got 3 RBIs. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. Kell scores. Mullen moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-5, Tigers. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-2 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-2 in the game. House hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Tigers. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0-2 in the game. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Lepon is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Kell reaches second base with a double. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 2-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Mullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Neil Berry now playing shortstop. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for Steve Gromek. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mitchell moves to third. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mitchell scores. Two outs. It's 7-6, Tigers. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Brissy now pitching. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway pinch hits for Dick Krahoski. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone misplays the ball. That's an error on Boone. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 3 in the game. Pretty hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Don Callaway now playing first base. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 3 in the game. Easter hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Barney McCoskey pinch hits for Bob Kennedy. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Early win pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon pinch hits for Lou Brissy. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.